Welcome to Frontiers, Defending Our Freedom and Faith, brought to you by the Greater Syracuse Association of Evangelicals. My name is Dr. Bruce Jones, President. Today our guest is Dr. Carolyn Crocker, author of the book Free to Think. Welcome, Dr. Crocker. We just have time for three brief questions to get started today, and we'll interview you again next week. The first is, just give us a little bit of a resume of your professional career.
Well, you know, I was educated in England, which is a little different. I got a bachelor's degree in microbiology and virology, or as I like to call it, bugs and germs. I had a master's degree in medical microbiology, and then finally I got a PhD in immunopharmacology. Translated, that just means the effect of drugs on allergies. Did some postdoctoral work in cellular communication. Then I did research work, which included work in multiple sclerosis at Oxford University. Then I did some pharmaceutical testing. I also worked in asthma and allergies. And finally, I did some work for the Department of Defense. But what got me into trouble was my teaching. I was an adjunct faculty educator in biology at Northern Virginia Community College, which is in Fairfax, Virginia. And then I was also a full-time term faculty member at George Mason University teaching cell biology. And finally, I was a private tutor, and still I am actually, for university and medical school students.
Well, what happened to you in the academic community with such a very sterling career, I would say, that caused you to have a rift with the community?
As I explain in Free to Think, I've been thrown out of the academic community, and I'm effectively blacklisting. The reason is that I have admitted that even as a highly qualified scientist, I believe there are scientific issues with some aspects of the theory of evolution. After I was falsely accused of teaching creationism, which I didn't do, as part of a cell biology course while working at George Mason University, I found myself without a job and even without a lawyer. The story of how it happened is pretty complex. It's also very shocking, and it's too long to tell right now.
Well, you were blacklisted out of the academic community. What happened to the idea of academic freedom on the campuses?
Well, it's interesting because George Mason University does have a policy that defends academic freedom, but as you can read in my book, Free to Think, they found other excuses. And in fact, it's interesting to see that they couldn't quite settle on what excuse they were going to use to get rid of me, but all of them, in the appendices of my book, it shows very clearly that they were all without merit. It was just an excuse to get rid of somebody who had questioned the prevailing dogma.
Well, we go back to 1925 when Clarence Darrow came in to fight William Jennings Bryan on the issue of evolution being able to be taught in the schools. And at that time, the Butler Law in that city, or that state rather, passed, and they were not allowed to teach evolution. And so now into the 60s, creationism was taught because our country was founded by creation theorists, or not theorists, but believers. And even the Constitution says we are endowed with inalienable rights by our Creator. And now it's all switched around. And it's interesting because I realized that it was, in fact, Darwin himself who said scientific approach should be fair to both sides of the issue. And now it's not fair at all to any other issue unless you buy the party line. So what is the hope and purpose of your book that you've written called Free to Think?
Well, Free to Think is a personal story. Obviously, it's about me and what happened to me, but I believe it has extremely important public application. My friends, and also not friends, who've read it told me it's very enjoyable because I tell a lot of humorous stories about teaching and students. I just so much enjoy working with students. There's a lot of human interest in it, but it's also a very disturbing story because it tells how a state-funded university managed to stifle academic freedom and enforce the politically correct consensus view on evolution. As I said, all claims in the book are backed by extensive documentation, but the reason I felt it was important to write the book was much broader than that. Basically, I believe that my story is a symptom of a much bigger disease, which you touched on, which is a lack of scientific integrity.
Dr. Crocker, we're going to interview you next week, and we're looking forward to having you on board to continue this discussion about academic freedom in our American universities. Thank you.
Join us next week at the Frontier, where our freedoms and faith are being attacked.
Thank you for listening. The views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of GSAE or the Mars Hill Network.